الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أكثر سواد قوم فهو منهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من رضي بعمل قوم كان شريكا فيهم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Just as a reminder again, to read our Durood Sharif every day, at least 100 times, and Juma, we should increase it. Read Surah Kahf, the first 10 ayats every morning, and the last 10 ayats every night, and Juma, we try and read the whole Surah, inshallah. And try and read Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi 100 times after Juma. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. During this period, there is a festive period now, December, the month of December, holidays, everyone is in a free mood, jovial mood. So a lot of fitness also come about at this time. The schools are closed, universities are closed, people are on holiday, work, business places will be closing, people having end of the year parties, etc. At schools also, at universities also, workplaces also. So fitness abound at this time. More to read our Surah Kahf becomes much more important that we make sure we read it. So at this time we should be on our guard with regard to all matters. A person should take his precautions. That is the first step in order to save ourselves from fitna, from gunas. And that is what is called taqwa. And this we should try and apply at all times. For example, we all have to go to the supermarkets, we have to go to government departments for some work, and at these places, then we know we, especially during these days, we encounter a lot of fitna. And how the dressing of the woman, the music, and now with the Christmas decorations and all, the Father Christmas everywhere, all these things, and whether we like it or not, but it has an effect on us. So we have to take our precautions. That is the first thing. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali explained this principle very well, that and by Maulana, the principal core issue of Islah and his Khanqa was that nobody must be a cause of inconvenience to anyone else. So Hazrat should say, a person in the morning, if he doesn't make a firm intention that I won't cause inconvenience to anyone, not only harm, that is very big, even inconvenience, I won't be a nuisance to anyone. If he doesn't make that niyat, he will do something where he becomes a nuisance to somebody. For that, the dua of the hadith is very, very effective, and we should study the meaning and the tashreeh, the explanation of this dua also. And then read it with that in mind. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adilla o udalla, an azilla o uzalla, an azlima o uzlama, an ajhala o yujhala alayya. A very beautiful dua, very comprehensive. It's not the subject now, but anyway, just this part of the last part of the dua, an ajhala o yujhala alayya, that I mustn't do a thing of jahalat, of stupidity. Many times a person who is very cautious also, and he takes all his precaution, he gets surprised at himself. I never do this, how did I do this? How I did this stupidity, overtaking on a solid line, a careful driver, he doesn't, but he wonders himself, I don't do this, how come I did this? And he thinks, there wasn't a necessity also, I'm not in a hurry also, but he just, so a person falls into these things. Or somebody else does the thing of stupidity against you. And ajhala aw yujhala alayya. That you are going normal, doing your things properly, and somebody just does this thing of stupidity, of jahalat against you. So this dua is very, very beautiful. Anyway, we should take our precautions in all matters. So in the morning, if a person doesn't make that firm intention, and we can ask ourselves, who of us makes this intention? That in the morning when I wake up, when I leave my, before leaving the home, in the home with our family members, we do wrong things also. We put on lights, disturb somebody. We talk loudly. We bang doors, etc. We are disturbing the people at home also. That is also inconvenient. We might be thinking, I'm very pious, I'm up for tahajjud, but we're putting on all the lights. We are making noises, banging doors, etc. We are already in guna. We are causing inconvenience to the people, and those people who are so close to us, our family members. And then when we go out to other people, how we behave, what things we do. So we should take our precautions. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used the same principle. But what was very important by Hazrat in his Khanqa is to guard the gazer. So he said, if a person does not make the niyat in the morning, when he leaves his home, make this niyat. In that also, we can ask ourselves, who of us make this niyat? That today I won't look at anything haram and anything doubtful. So if we don't make it, you will fall into that sin. The example of this is that if your car, you leave it on an incline and you don't put it in gear and you don't put the brakes on also, that car is going to roll down. And if it's on a level piece of ground, anyone just gives it a little push from the back, it will go front. A push from the front, it will go back. But if you put your handbrakes on, you put it in gear, now it won't move. So just like that, if we are neutral, when we come in the morning, we haven't got the niyat of inconveniencing anyone. We haven't got the niyat of not looking at haram, or looking at haram, we're just neutral. We will fall into guna. And if we make that firm intention, then we will get saved. If we make the firm intention not to inconvenience anyone, not to look at anyone. And again, yeah, many of us might think that we are worried of our islah, etc. And we have heard this so many times, but perhaps not one of us make this niyat in the morning, consciously, that I mustn't inconvenience anyone, I mustn't look at anything undesired, any haram, etc. So like that, when this festive season comes, we have to take more precaution. Also, besides the festive season, like for example, we go to government offices, we go to banks, we go to the supermarket, and we know what is the environment there. So if before we go there, we don't make the niyat, I'm going to take my precaution, we will wholesale, we will fall into guna. If we make that intention, I must be careful. The same thing at airports, etc. In other words, close the door, the gates of your heart. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah, very great buzurg, he says, Harim dil ke Ahmad apne paas baar rehna. Of the secrecy of your heart, O Ahmad, addressing himself, you take your security. You make sure that you don't, you guard your heart. So if you don't, and we go at the airports, we go at these places like this, your eyes will fall and you will look and you won't even realize that you are looking at haram. And even if you're not looking, it's not only lustful gazes. La tamuddanna aynayk. Don't look at all. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. It doesn't mean that only lustful gazes are haram. Any gaze is haram. In fact, our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what a deep understanding he had of Quran and Hadith of Sharia. He says that in a place where you apprehend, there will be women, etc. There the first gaze is not maaf. Normally, where you don't, like here we are sitting, we don't expect a woman now. But if a woman comes now, you didn't expect, your eyes fell. That first gaze is maaf. But where you're going to a place where there are women, and you know your gaze is going to fall, there the first gaze is not maaf. There you mustn't look, even the first gaze you mustn't put. When you know that there are going to be women there, there you must be even more careful. So we should close the gates of our heart. And then be very careful as long as we are in those places. And when we leave those places, make sure that we make tawbah istighfar. At least verbal tawbah istighfar. Much more better, we give some sadaqah also. Because we did make mistakes. From that juncture, just a little point of advice. Whenever we complete our Quran Sharif khatam, reciting Quran Sharif, always give some sadaqah also. Because definitely in that we did some bi'adabi, we didn't pay attention properly when we were reading. There were some errors, omissions from our side. So give some sadaqah and purify that tilawat of Quran, which is going to Allah Ta'ala now. So like that, when we have come from these places, make tawbah istighfar also. So we should be on guard at these places. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلِمُوا. تَرْكَنُوا, ulama, mufassirin have given two explanations. Do not incline, لَا تَرْكَنُوا. And incline, مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِ. From your heart also don't have a desire. Not that you practically do that guna. Not that you look at woman. But from your heart also don't have that desire of looking. Remove that also from your heart. And the other tafsir, mailane yaseer. Don't even have a slight inclination to all the things of the wrong. Don't even have a slight inclination, not from your heart also. To do it physically is a very big thing. Don't even have it in your heart, that desire. This is another point, very important point, is that, for example, a certain situation arises and a person becomes angry. It's beyond his control. He's a human being. He becomes angry like that. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw the snake, he got frightened. It's a human nature that these things happen to us. So Musa alayhi salam also, Allah told him, La takhaf. Do not be afraid. Remove that fear from your inside also. So you're becoming angry also. Or any other guna, which is a natural thing, and you fall into it, you became angry. But you didn't do anything what you shouldn't do. You didn't swear, you didn't hit the person, you didn't fight, but you became angry. You won't be taken to task for that. That will be made maaf. But the actual level where we should get to, that anger also doesn't come. Though it is at the beginning stages, the anger comes, you can't help it, but if you do anything wrong, you shout, you scream, you swear, and become vulgar, that is haram. But you don't do anything wrong, but you became angry. That is, you won't be taken to task, but the actual stage and the better and higher stage which you have to get, that you don't even become angry. So all these places we go, we should not even look. In the first glance also should not fall. We should guard. In the first place, if for example we have to do our shopping, don't leave it for the December period. Do it before that. Do it after that. Any other work, don't go to these places without necessity. Abdul Wahhab Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Raiwin, Allah reward him, he was very particular of this. If a Jamaat is going, he says that why must 10 people go and leave them at the airport? How many are necessary? You have to check them in, their baggage, one person has to take them. If one is enough, only one person must go. Why involve 10 people with the environment of the airport? All the dirty, filthy environment there. If one person, az-zarurato, it's a necessity. And az-zarurato, yuqaddaru biqadri zarura. How much is necessary? Only so much. Now, somebody is going to the airport, going for Umrah, for anything, the whole family don't have to go. See them off at home. How many people have to take them to the airport? So many people must go, but all other people extra. If you don't have to go, if you can even arrange it, They go by taxi or something, no problem also. It's not necessary that you have to go. We should be more concerned of our iman. So going to this marketplace, shops, etc., all wherever this fitness are, we should try and avoid it. If we can get somebody else to do it, we should go, let them go. We should not go. So we should avoid it. And we must, and if we have to go, then put on our full guard. Our mind must be focused fully that I must not look at any of the haram. Keep our gazes low all the time. And that also requires an effort to keep our gazes low. Otherwise, the gazes are such, normally our habit is just to look around all the time. And that is like a mad person who looks around all the time. A person who hasn't got focus in life. He is a person who looks around everywhere. Like a person who is an opportunist. Where can I get opportunity here, opportunity there, just looking around all the time. A person who has got an object in life, he keeps his focus down. He's got a certain purpose in life. You can see that person is a cultured person. That person is a seasoned person. He's got something in him. He wants something. But a person who just talks with any and everyone also, anything he's got a remark, he's got no water in him. He hasn't got no value in him. A person who only speaks when it's necessary, you can see that person, he is careful. He's got value in him. So we should develop these qualities in us. So we should first of all not go to, if we have to go, then take all our precautions there. And when we return, be sure that we make tawbah istighfar. We can ask ourselves, we all have to go to supermarkets, for example, airports, other places. When we return, who of us makes tawbah istighfar? Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he should go to Mewat, and Mewat of India. India itself in those days was regarded as a very backward country as far as dunya is concerned. Now India has advanced very greatly, but those days it was regarded as a very backward country. And Mewat was the most backward place of India. Very, very backward as far as dunya's matters also. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayh should go there solely and only for deen's work, taking all his precautions, everything. And of course there was no just be pardagi, forget nudity. There was no be pardagi also. But when he should return from there, doing only deen's work, he should go to the khankas of Raipur, Gango, Saharanpur, or in his own masjid, he should make atikaf. For a week he should make atikaf. For 2-3 days he should say, the dirt that has come on my heart, I have to cleanse it. But we don't feel the dirt. Like a person, if he's got today's Juma, we all got clean white kurtas, one speck something falls on it, you notice it immediately. But if a person only is going to change next Juma, and then during the week, little dirt fell here, little dirt fell there, then some more dirt falls, you don't even notice it. So who of us really noticed that on my heart, some dirt, spiritual filth that has accumulated on it? And that is why our islah is necessary till mort. You can become the greatest sheikh in the world also. But the dirt of this dunya is going to settle on your heart. You can have a show house, you can have a brand new motor car, and you just leave it like that, you don't dirty it. And you just leave it, it's going to get dirty. You have to maintain it, you have to clean it. Our spiritual condition is much more than that. All the time there is effect on the heart. And the greatest cleanser of it is La ilaha illallah. Jaddidu imanakum. Make new your iman. Refresh your iman. Make it vital. Make it bright. What? Qawl La ilaha illallah. And how much we learn to make zikr? Not only the words of La ilaha illallah, but we do. More we learn, that heart will shine beautifully. It won't be only clean, it will be the source of cleaning other people's heart. But if we don't, in spite of being careful mashayikh, and we're not worried of our heart, we will be in darkness, forgetting giving light to anyone else. So our islah is necessary all the time. So who of us really feel when we go to the airports, to the business places, and we come back, that I have to cleanse my heart. I have to make tawbah istighfar. Great people, Mauna Ilya, other great people, they feel the necessity, and we are clean. We don't get dirty. We're so clean, and we got so clean eyes and heart and mind that they don't get dirty. We can see all the filth of the world, but our hearts and minds are still clean. If that is not the case, then they are really filthy, and we are totally unaware of the filth, and we don't clean it. So we have to be very careful of that. In this one time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was invited at a place for a walima or so, and as he approached the house, he heard some lahwa, something which was not befitting. Whether it was in those days, they should play the duf. And lot of explanation on this is given. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gives that which duf is permissible, not permissible, the drum, beating of the drums. Or there are a lot of details in that. But anyway, here something not desired, not nice, not correct. So he turned back. So somebody told him, you are invited for a walima and you're not going. And here again, there is another important discussion here, which needs more detailed explanation, is that many of us, we just say, see the hadith, if you are invited for a walima, don't refuse it. Your Muslim brother invites you, don't refuse it. But we don't see that if the laws of Allah are broken, then it's farz for you not to refuse it, to stop it. But we only see the one side, that you must have unity. We don't see the other side, unity on batil, unity on guna. How can you have unity there? We just take it. You must maintain family ties. And at family ties, all the laws of Allah are broken. We only look at the hadith, you must maintain family ties. But the other side, where the laws of Allah are broken, la yajuzu al-huzur fil majlis fihi al-mahzur. It's not permissible to be present in a place where guna is taking place, where haram is taking place, to be present there even if it's family people, even if it's a dini function, where guna is taking place, it's not permissible to be present there. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu turned back. They said, you were going, what happened? He said, I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam say that man kathara sawad qawmin fahuwa minhum. A person who increased the numbers of any people, he is part and parcel of those people. So if I attend there, and the wrong is happening, I'm part and parcel of increasing that wrong. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Mahmoodul Hasan, Shaykhul Hind Rahmatullah Ali, went and visit Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, his Shaykh. And it happened unconsciously, most probably. He went at a time when in Gangoh, there is the mazar of Shaykh Abdul Quddus Rahmatullah Ali. Shaykh Abdul Quddus was a very great wali, very great wali, long before Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah. But the people were doing all the wrong things there, urus, etc. at his qabr. So when they were having the urus, Maulana also went at that time. So Maulana, when he went, and he wasn't going there, he was coming to Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi. Many people say you must see the intention. So his intention was not to go to the urus, not to increase their numbers or any, it's out of the question. He was coming to his share. So Hazrat said, you came here? He said, I've come to you. He said, but at this time, when all this urus is carrying on, and you are increasing their numbers, you are part and parcel of that. He ordered him to go back immediately. He did not even allow him to sit down, not a sip of water, not a cup of tea. And he was such a sincere and true murid. When he was going, the other murids knew him, and they knew his position and what a great man. They invited him for breakfast. They invited him for a cup of tea, for something. At least take a little rest. You came walking from Dioman to Gangoh. It's a long way. Though they were strong in those days, and that walking didn't really mean anything. But after all, we get tired when we go by cars, we go for a journey. We get tired, we need a little bit rest. So he said, no, I can't. My Shaykh told me I must return. I will return immediately. He did not sit down. He did not have a sip of water. He returned back to Dioban walking again all that distance and he did not sit down. That you can't increase the numbers of the people who are doing wrong. Going to soccer matches, going to stadiums, going all these places, we are involved in so much of wrong. We are increasing the numbers of the people who are present there. Wherever we are and the wrong is taking place. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abd Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu also said that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Man radiya bi amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim. A person who is happy with the actions of any people, what they are doing, he is part and parcel of that also. Allah reward greatly Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, muhaddith azim. And what a tashri' and explanation he gave of this. That in any gathering where good is taking place, and you are part of that, you get sawab of that. And even man radiya, you are happy about that. Any gathering somewhere is taking place, ijtima'ah, any good work is taking place, and you're happy about that, though you're not there. You're just happy about it. You get the full sawab of what's happening there also. In the same way, what happened in the past, we are all happy with the battle of Badr, the Sahaba took part. We are happy with that, we get the sawab. If we consciously, we happy with that. All the marikas, all the jihad that took place, all the great effort of deen, what people did, are doing, will be doing, we are happy with that, we are part and parcel. And with the same token, any wrong that is happening, World Cup took place, Qatar, wherever else, where all the wrong things which are happening, and a person is happy about that, World Cup taking place, he's not there, but just is happy about it, he's part and parcel of that guna. The full guna, all that zina which is taking place, all the other liquor consumption that is taking place, match fixing that is taking place, all that evil, you are happy about that, you are part and parcel of all that guna also. You are wearing kurtas, but you are happy with somebody who is wearing jeans and that. You are wearing kurtas, but you are happy with that person wearing jeans, you getting that guna of that. And a person is wearing kurtas, you are happy this person, mashallah. Sunnah dress, you getting the sawab of it. So the doors of sawab are wide open. But unfortunately we don't learn our deen. And we don't, if we learn it also, it's just to the level of knowing, not practicing. We don't bring it in our lives. If we just make that end, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the effort of the Khanqah is only this, what you have learned, what you have got ilm of, bring it into your amal. At this moment, the barakat of Kaaba Sharif is throughout the world. Throughout the whole world, the barakat of Kaaba Sharif. But we don't click in. We don't join in. We don't get the benefit of it. To understand that easily, at the moment, Radio China, Voice of America, Radio Pakistan, the airwaves are in the air. Because we haven't got a transistor, a gadget to catch it. We're not tuned in. So we are not hearing Voice of America. We're not hearing Radio Pakistan. But if we tune in, immediately we'll get whatever is coming from there. The barakat of Kaaba Sharif is flooding the world, but we don't tune in. Even now when we make namaz, we're turning to Kaaba also. First of all, our legs we don't put facing Kaaba. And then so we don't make that niyat, that all this barakat of Kaaba Sharif, it's there, but we're not taking it. Whole life is going, and what great, tremendous anwarat, barakat, hidayat, blessing, security of Kaaba Sharif, it's flooding the world, but we're not taking the benefit of it. So we should be very careful these days that we are on our guard. We don't get involved in any of this wrong thing. And where we have to go, we put on our extra guards when we go there. When we are there, we be very careful that we guard ourselves in everything. We have to speak to the cashier, we have to speak to the lady at the check-in counter, but only how much is necessary. Guarding our gazes all the time. We are traveling on the road, we have to pay our toll fees, we have to give our credit card, but not looking at the woman there. We must not know it's a man or it's a woman also. We just have to do our work. It's not for us to find out how many are ladies working and how many men are working. And we don't have to have the ratios and the percentages. We must just do our work and we must carry on. We don't have to discuss and flirt and make jokes. Many people think it's good character to make some jokes with them. It is haram that you are in and you regarding it as good akhlaq. How wrong have we gone? Allah give us hidayat, lead us to righteousness and a short life. Let's not fill it with guna, let's fill it with the obedience of Allah. And all are going to return in the qabr, and there we will face everything what we had done in this worldly life. Let's not fool ourselves. Reality is that we are all going to die, and everyone we will be alone in his qabr. May Allah save us, protect us, guide us to righteousness.